Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yes, very well, listening. Denise again stuffed on. Oh, yeah.
Live from the Treasure Sun Studio in Atlanta, Pennsylvania. This is the Squirt Show. And now, turn up the volume and get on your feet for the undefeated, undisputed champion of Squirt Talk Radio.
As we get a popping on a championship weekend and many others, and let's start
many others.
What? Many other things, y'all. Let's see what the show has to say. Sir, you're on. You get to ramble for 2 minutes.
You gotta see who it is. You don't know what.
Paulie's with the family.
Yes,
you are alive and you're permitted to speak.
Thank you. I always need permission. So, conference championship weekend. Now, if betting were legal, which I want to stress on the Jamie C. Sports Show, that it's not, of course. Betting is illegal.
Yes.
We know.
It is.
No one would ever bet on a football game in Pennsylvania. But say that they did, okay?
Yeah.
Would you think that a Seattle-New England teaser would be the play this week? Hypothetically. I mean, we know that betting's, you know, it's silly, it's illegal. But if it wasn't, would you think that would be the play?
Betting is a silly game. Well, yes. I think that's the only play that you can and will make is a Seattle-New England teaser this week. Only because the Colts are not a good team, and it's going to be raining in Seattle. So that is the only thing. You really need them for a long time, but I guess Seattle and New England is the only two that you can go with.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, I guess if you really wanted to talk yourself into Indy, you could make a case for that if you wanted to, but, like, I just can't see how Rodgers on one leg could go into Seattle and win this game. I hope it's a good game, but I just think that Seattle defense is just rolling too tough right now.
Yeah, they've been rolling all year, but the one thing is we don't know where Rodgers is laying at, so we don't want to assume shit because it seems to, in the second half, he's really getting rolling and moving the pocket somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, I just hope it's a good game. I hope, you know, Seattle covers my teaser. It, hypothetically, if betting was legal, I would hope that.
Yes.
So, Penn, over tonight. You're going, I understand?
Yes. I am indeed scheduled to go, as well as Guinness for playing the chair. So, it'll be quite a party down there of 6 degrees.
Well, nice. I will. I'll be down there. So if I see you, I will give a yell your way, or a scream, or a holler, or something of that nature.
Yes, you will give a very loud verbal sound. How about that?
Yes, that's a good way to put it. Yes. All right. Anything else?
Let's see if we're in the tree. Really kind of looking around to see what's going on.
I'm fine. There's nobody on the queue. Nobody in the queue.
Here's the tree. Which former NBA coach went on a record 20 seasons without a losing campaign?
Is it the coach from the Jazz? Is it Jerry Sloan?
You say Jerry Sloan, is it?
Is he one of the choices? I hope so.
He's not one of the choices? No. Your return to trivia is less than Davin. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Get rid of him. What are you doing? And now you're going to make some comment about we got Calvin Lane as a dead air, aren't you? See, I can see how the show is going to go. You're running this kitchen repair show?
Talk to the people, my buds. Go. Say your thoughts. Let's go. Just don't make it dry air. Come on.
What?
You boot your callers, you talk to the air. Go. Talk.
No,
got a live stream there. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Well, no.
About 4,000 people listening live. Go.
Yeah, I would say maybe we could get one. Do you think that the Seattle New England teaser is the only play that you can make? Why not? I really want to get the pulse of you on that stuff.
As far as betting wise?
Yeah.
Why is that the only play?
No, it's not the only play.
You just said that, didn't you?
Well, what play will you make? And I need some reasons.
Well, we're going to need Tommy's gets bets on this too, but let's see what we got here. Was he doing? All right, so Seahawks favored by 7.5. I mean, you know how I feel about that game. I just don't think anyone's touching Seattle. I don't think Seattle's going to be in a competitive game the rest of the year.
Even the Super Bowl?
No, I don't think so. I don't see either of those teams.
The Super Bowl
I don't see anyone touching that team.
Right,
I'd say Seahawks roll today, cover. And then you got Pats -7, Colts. I mean, I'll be pulling for the Colts, but I see a cover there, too. I don't know. That groans up already? Don't know. Third year of the luck era? Don't know. What do you say? I mean, where's the play? So the over-under, what's that? Let's see. 47 on the first game. That seems high to me. I don't know.
No, that's what?
Low? I don't. Nobody's going to see how it's over.
Over.
I'd say under on that.
Second game.
54, that's high. That's high as heck. I got to go under on that, too. There's not enough points in the no defense whatsoever. I got to go under on both those games, okay? It's cold.
Over and under.
You say under on the 54?
Yeah.
Who do you like on that with the spreads? We're already doing this 3 minutes into the 9 minutes into the show. We're already there. Oh, we got a couple hot ones. Here we go.
It'd be great if I could see you.
I'll go. Chris is up. Go. He's on. Chris, go.
CHRS is on here.
I had to take you off speaker. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't watched New England once all year. I did watch that Colts-Denver game last week. I don't know. Is New England good? Because I do think the Colts are going to roll New England. Have they been playing well?
You do think the Colts are going to roll New England? Did you face them when you saw last week?
Yeah, they went right through Denver, no problem.
Well, Denver kind of couldn't get up for that game. You could make a case for that, too, definitely.
Oh, right. We have the phantom injury, too, right? We have the pulled hamstring.
We have
whatever
torn,
he had. What did he have?
We have family torn quad.
Torn quad, sure. Whatever. That's like a bruised fingernail. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Torn quad. Typical excuse.
Have you ever tore your quad? You haven't, but you still make a lot of mistakes.
Obviously, I haven't torn my quad, and I'm sure it hurts a lot.
You should, and it will pull back to us.
And I think, as I agree with your producer, Seattle is going to just mash. They're going to cover that spread with ease because Aaron Rodgers can't even lie about his injury. He's blatantly saying it hurts. So I think it's just going to continue. I ended up losing the final game of the night to Christopher in 301 darts last night, too.
You lost the final game.
I lost. Yeah, I lost the championship. Katie quit. And then it was down to me and Christopher. and he took me out.
Super Manny Proud.
What else are we going to do after this football season is over? Because we have zero interest in any of our sports right now.
I think we're just not going to have a show for 9 months, and then we'll go to September again.
I think you would like that. I'm not sure anybody else would agree.
I seriously don't know what we'll do when this football season is over. I don't know what anyone will do here. We'll have to do like listing shows or something.
Maybe that's it. What do you have on the agenda for today?
I don't know. All
right, let me ask you this. You might have talked about it in the beginning. What do you want the Eagles to do? You want them to what's the hashtag for the shirt? Do the deal? You want it? Hashtag do the deal?
What are you messing around for? No mess.
Are you going to answer my question?
Yeah, but my producer's acting a little bit. I don't know what he's doing, so I have to keep him alive here. But yes, I
you want Mariota?
Hashtag not do the deal.
Hashtag not do the deal, huh?
Yeah, that's a hashtag.
That's interesting. So then what do you
hashtag,
want him to do? You want Foles back?
Hashtag, no, I want Jameis Winston.
Jameis Winston? I don't think they're getting him. Everyone's saying he's going to the Bucs.
Well, the Bucs, we'll see. But hashtag do the deal, yes. That's what I want.
You want a hashtag do the deal for Winston?
No, hashtag do the deal, Mariota.
All right, and now what about the big boy from Ohio State? Do you think he should have come out to the pros?
Well, I think Cordell had a tough decision, but I think he needs another year to go, and I think it's going to be great for him, and I look forward to watching him next year.
You know they have three top elite quarterbacks on that team. So how's he going to play?
That is completely true that they have top elite quarterbacks on that team. Well, one of them's got a transfer. That's just the bottom line.
Oh, James, I think I just found it. A gigantic falcon in my yard.
Just
took a big giant
dump. A gigantic falcon.
Oh, it's gigantic.
Do you want a trivia question or no?
Yeah. Give me a trivia question.
What Hall of Famer led the NFL in sacks in 2001 and 2003?
Say it again, James. So lucky was fucking stopping.
Yeah, I heard lucky there. What Hall of Famer led the NFL in sacks in 2001 and 2003?
What Hall of Famer was in the NFL something in 2001 and 2003?
No. What Hall of Famer led the NFL in sacks in 2001 and 2003?
All right. 1 and 3.
Come on, this is an easy one.
Give me a clue.
Is it Green Bay or Minnesota? Who is it?
No, that will give it away.
Give him something.
No, yeah.
I don't know. I'm not going to get it. Who was it?
NFL pregame.
What?
Fox's pregame. I don't know who it was.
He doesn't know. Thank you.
Kelly and Mike Lye.
No.
Co-host Kelly.
Get rid of him. He's gone.
Who was
Thank
it?
Thank you, buddy. Strahan.
What was
the
answer?
92.
Strahan?
Yeah.
Strahan? He played that long? God, I thought he was gone before that. Oh, wow.
Well,
I guess it's 10 years. I guess I didn't do the math in my head.
Do some All right. math. Go back to it. Why?
He's gone.
You cut him off.
He's gone.
Who's this here? 2147, you're on there.
2447.
I'm going to keep myself on.
Mike and Mike from Lafayette Hill. How you doing, buddy?
Mike and Mike, how you rolling here on a Saturday? What you got?
Hey, I know you're talking about the spreads and whatnot. I'm still too depressed to talk about that because we're not playing, but I wanted to ask you about Mariota. What do you think? Should we sell the farm and try to get this kid, or should we just try to roll with Nick Foles another year or what?
Well, I think, yes, we need to do it right now, but just calculate the risk, just do everything now and worry about everything else later with what might result from it. Think of it now. Get married. Yes, yes, yes.
So you don't care what they give up to get them? You're okay with
I care that Chip takes everything into account and doesn't make an impulse decision. That's what I care about. If he thinks it's best for the team, I think it's the thing to do. I just don't want him to do it on a stupid impulse and then regret it for 30 years later.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm back and forth. I think he's obviously perfect for what the Eagles do, but I think watching this stuff forever, I think you got to be a staying home in the pocket quarterback to win a Super Bowl. And I don't know, there seem to be some questions about his arm strength. And, you know, where we play in the Northeast, to me, no matter what, and I used to love all the passing and all, I still do, if you can't run the ball and have a balanced attack in January in the Northeast, I think it's hard to get to the big dance. So I don't know what to do.
I don't think you're going to get much done if you do that, if you can't balance it out.
Yes, we got to have faith in Chip.
Yeah.
I hope the Packers win this weekend. I know it's probably not going to happen, but I do like Rodgers. Rodgers is a classic.
It'll be a good game. I think it'll be a good game to the end, and we'll do the Chip will fall win in it.
Yeah, I hope. Well, hey, listen, switching gears, I'm reading the Phillies, right, with these trades. What do you think?
Yeah.
We got to trade our biggest chip here, Hamels?
I think he got to because you're not going to get anywhere. He's just making his meaningless deals and trades. Cole is the big chip. He's the big fish, and sometimes you got to chip him off if you want anything back.
Sounds like the Red Sox still want him, but they're just kind of laying low. But they got a strong farm system. We could probably get maybe three players that would contribute right away. I just don't have faith in Ruben.
One thing we obviously don't have right now is a good, strong farm system at all.
Awful. They're just terrible. Well, we'll see. Hopefully, in the next couple of weeks, they work that out.
I think they
will.
All right, thank you. Well,
I got a tribute.
Take care.
Yeah,
here, then Michael will help him.
Yeah.
You there, Tom?
Yeah.
Mike, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
Yeah, that's
been
tribute.
Oh, yes. He wants me to give you this tribute line. I'll never get it.
Oh, you got a tribute. Yeah, all right.
If Michael's there, you can get it.
Well, Michael is going to be the only one that's able to get it. Who was the American League Rookie of the Year in 2013?
Who was the American League Rookie of the Year in 2013?
Mike Trout.
Say
it
again. Mike
Trout.
You get
that? No. Yeah. Will Myers. Mike Trout was in second. Come on, Michael. You got to get that.
Oh, he got it. I guess you didn't hear him. He said it across the room.
Oh, yeah, he did.
That was a softball for him. That's his man.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
That's his boy.
All right, thanks, buddy. Have a good day.
All right.
See you later.
Well, you really.
Now, why were you trying to hang up on without giving trivia?
We'll
talk about that after the show.
No, we'll talk about it right now.
No, we
won't.
We got some episode info.
No, we
I want to read this to you and then see what your reactions are. First of all, show number 225. Congratulations.
Great.
Jamie previews the NFL championship games. Sixers are improving. Flyers are bad and getting worse.
No, they're not.
Plus, we discussed the latest updates on the big Mayweather-Pacquiao fight, and we discussed B-Hop at 50. Lastly, Dad will reveal what he learned about the Hoyt family. Join us, won't you?
Do you got any, what are you going to ask him for?
I'm not trashing. I'm just revealing what I've learned.
What have you learned?
Well, the parents are actually divorced because the mother wanted to concentrate on integrating the son with the community and getting him into college and stuff, and the dad was just consumed by doing the runs, so that they butted heads, and then therefore they got divorced.
When?
I don't know when. I'd have to. Maybe it's in our book that's autographed up there to you. Next up, what would you like to ask me? Do you have any other things about this you want
to
talk
about? Do you have any? I'm sure you don't have any info on me when
I do.
Hasn't been there.
I have information. Again, new stuff.
No, you don't.
Pacquiao camp is signed on. You know, the whole CBS and Showtime, Pac, and then the HBO. Yeah, that's part of the problem is they're each on different networks, apparently. Like, I think Pacquiao's with CBS and Showtime, and Mayweather's with HBO and whatever. I think it's part of the problem. Okay, if I can paraphrase. So now they organized it. Like the president of CBS got involved, and they have it in agreement. He'll take 40% of the earnings. Let Mayweather get 60%. Realize that Mayweather's the big draw. Okay, bigger draw, and he's on for May 2nd. They want to do it the Cinco de Mayo weekend. It's Pacquiao is in. We're just waiting on Mayweather now, and this thing's that close now.
Are you going to...
It's our third update this offseason. I'm telling you, we're going to buy it. Yeah, we're going to buy the fight.
You really want it.
6 years.
You really
sour, but now it's hot.
You back?
I'm absolutely back.
Mason.
I'll buy it. Be the last fight we'll ever buy. And it's no heavyweights, but this is a fight that... The whole world wants to see.
Yeah. They will get some juice in the boxing community.
Yeah, invigorate the boxing community again, yeah.
Really good. What else do you got that you say you get? Is that the last thing you...
That's my... Well, B-Hop just turned 50. There's a big special on tomorrow night, 7:30 on CSN. Neil Hartman sat down with him, did a big interview. Might be like a half-hour show or something.
That's already been on already, but yeah.
They've done clips. They revealed the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
I don't know.
So, anyway, I want to see, you know, I watched the last fight. It was embarrassing, okay?
You watched it?
Yeah, I watched it. Remember, it's so sad. He fought this big Russian. The big Russian clobbered him. V-Hop had to do everything in his power to just stay on his feet the last 5 seconds.
When
did
you watch it, by the way?
When was that?
No, where do you watch it?
I watch it in the playroom.
What channel?
It was on Showtime Live, I think. Okay. Then he looked horrible. I felt sorry. But I want to see him do one more fight at 50 and win. Maybe for some sort of belt, some bogus belt, something.
Like
someone that's beatable, not a monstrous white Russian.
You think Kobe Levin's not beatable by anyone?
He's beatable by someone, but not B-Hop at 49 years old, that's for sure, and certainly not at 50. I mean, that wasn't even competitive, so there's no rematch in order. That was a whooping. We were discussing the other night, they said they think B-Hop got one round there in the decision. So he may have won one round.
How many rounds in? 12?
I think it's
five.
Either 10 or 12.
Yeah, 10.
10 or 12, yeah. 15 growing up. Now they don't do that anymore, I don't think. He's the heavyweight bout, just be 15 round. 15 round. Ten-point must system, you know. But that's gone. The other thing you want to touch on the Sixers or Flyers, the direction.
Yeah,
it's Sixers are rolling, dude.
It.
Rolling. It's like 4 of the last 10 or something they've won, or 5 of the last 10. I mean, they're formidable there, and they're competitive. Some days are not, but some days to upset a team like
the
Pelicans. But
Pelicans, Davis and Holiday.
Right, they didn't play their two best players, so that's their fault. You got to take it off when you play the Sixers. You're going to get yours.
Well, just wait until we play the Clippers.
Oh, yeah, then Blake won't be playing, DeAndre won't be playing, and Chris Paul won't be playing. And then,
oh, we upset the Clippers.
I also think it's bogus that teams in our own conference are only coming here once.
Like,
that's like the Cavaliers. That's bogus. Then that means I just – that's
how many times do we go?
I thought growing up it was different than that. You'd play –
do we go there twice?
Maybe. So you think you play them three times?
Yeah.
And we happen to go there twice? Okay, that's possible. That's possible. That's how it is. Because you don't play the teams from the East just twice.
Come on, let's just do it.
All right. You got 3 minutes.
Yeah.
While I'm doing that. Wait, let's get these spreads. And Tommy, we'll get your picks in. Tommy. We need your NFL picks. All right, get yours in. All right, so I got Seattle to cover, New England to cover. Under in the first game, under in the second game.
Yeah.
What did you got?
I have the same, but just.
You like the two covers?
Over in the first game.
I forget how we did last week. I never checked, and I don't have it with me. You were picking all favorites, I think.
Yeah.
Something. I don't remember what happened there.
Nah,
clearly, you lost the Denver game.
I was two.
You think you went 3-1?
Yeah, no, 2-3.
2-2?
So 4-4 for the playoffs.
No, I'm doing horrible.
Thomas?
Thomas. Getting these picks in. All right. Fix your schedule?
Yeah.
Can
we look, can we look at some of that Tennessee stuff?
No, I don't. I got 2 minutes to the show. You're putting too much on me.
We can do it over.
Sketch.
I want to look at the attendance.
All right, here we go.
It's like deep.
Come on, why are you?
Piston with Mary.
You going backwards yet? Here we go. I know, this is forward. Well, I have to look at the whole entire thing, don't I? I have to go back to results. All right, let's see how many times they have in the rest of the way. We're looking for Cavs logos. Looking for Cavs. That's going to be at Cavs. There's one. Yeah, they have a big home stand coming out there.
Where? And watch.
Two. You see him? No. 2.
129.
2. Don't even tell me we go there 3 times. Another big host team.
No, these
are. Got a road to the West Coast trip.
No, we're over. You're reading the results
that
already happened.
Alright, fine. So 3.
Leave them with
us. Yeah, they beat them once. So they play them 3 times, like you said. 3 times.
Why do they got a big host team?
And they go there twice.
Why,
it sucks.
Why do they got a big host team?
Big host team I saw was radio. Five in a row. March 6th through the 14th. Jazz, Hawks, Bulls, Kings, and Nets coming in now.
Where's that Clipper game? What's the next
I still would like to go to see Golden State. You think they would cover 9? Do you think they're going to be...
They'll play there?
Yeah, the Cavs are some rough people.
You don't think?
No. February 9th, we'll go.
Will we? You want to tell the people about your chapel game?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Should I tell them?
What should I tell the people?
You went to the chapel game?
Yeah.
How'd you enjoy it?
Good.
What do you like the best about it?
Seeing it.
Seeing the game?
Seating.
The seating? What did you like the worst about it?
I don't know.
Would you do it again?
Yeah.
What's your favorite college arena so far that you've been to?
Hanging Arena,
St. Joe's? Nice.
Yeah,
brand new?
All right,
so, Tom, we're not getting your picks. We're about to go off.
No, I won't. All right, bye, Matt. Bye-bye, Negra. Todd, are we getting...
You hear me? All right,
Patriots are favored by 7, and the Seahawks are favored by 7.5. Who you like? Seahawks cover, he says.
Yeah.
And Patriots cover. We all said the same things. All right, over-unders. 47 on the Seahawks game, 54 in the Pats. What do you say? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I said.
Over and under.
Yeah.
All right. We're different on that. All right. So there's your 4 picks for this week. We got Tommy says under on the first game, over on the second, which is
bye.
Over 54. You got to be kidding me.
You think?
Oh, absolutely. All right.
Bye.